My vote matters. Everybody tells me that. But is it true? After all, there's so many people in America, and just one me. How can my opinion make a difference? Should I vote or not? If I lived back in 1791, that choice would have been easy. Back then, only the white males wealthy enough to own property could vote. So that would be a no. I'm female, don't own property, and have a small amount of Native American blood. Though the property requirement was fully taken away in 1856, I would have to wait for the 15th Amendment to bring the right to vote to all races in 1870. The Dawes Act to grant citizenship to Native Americans in 1887, and the 19th Amendment to provide votes for women in 1920. Finally, for me to vote this next election at age 18, the 26th Amendment was added to the Constitution in 1971. Clearly, voting must have meant something to both those who supported or even opposed these acts and amendments. But why? The answer is accountability. Our voting process is a huge part of us being a democracy, focusing on what the ordinary citizens want versus what those in power want. People say power corrupts for a reason. If we had no say in what the government did, no accountability for those in power, they would run wild, concerned only with their wants and needs. A good example would be King Louis XVI's behaviors that led to the French Revolution. A corrupt government and subsequent revolt is the last thing we need. And voting is the reins through which we keep the government in line, thereby taking power from the government and handing it to the people. For instance, in Ohio, at the November 2014 elections, 7 local issues were each decided by just one vote. Each of those Ohioan voters had a huge amount of power that they harnessed only because they voted. Important issues like abortion, gun policies, substance control, quality of local schools, law enforcement and crime, and very relevant economics could depend on you and your vote. There's no office too small to need our vote of accountability. A couple years ago, my dad decided to write 2 of my siblings in the ballot for precinct committee persons, which are basically representatives from their neighborhoods to their political party's state meetings. My siblings won by 4 and 5 votes, respectively, and were able to help decide their party's political platform for the state. My siblings made an impact and kept our political party accountable. Those votes mattered. We, the voters, keep our politicians accountable to set aside their agendas and do what's best for us. Who is us? Go vote to show them who you are. Your passions, convictions, and needs all are a part of the American people's passions, convictions, and needs. America includes you. So go be heard. Put in your vote for what direction our country will take in the future. Vote about everything, not just the president. From our school board to our sheriff to amendments to your state constitution, right there on the ballot. Take advantage of each and every opportunity to guide America and keep her accountable. Your vote definitely matters.